The man they once nicknamed Tarzan emerges from behind a tree. Lord Heseltine has spent the day talking to council and business leaders about the big picture, how Hull and the wider economy is going to rise to the challenge of creating jobs and prosperity. And he didn't mince his words.
The fact is that we don't have enough skill, we don't educate our people sufficiently well, we don't train people sufficiently well, we haven't got enough investment, our productivity is too low.
The potential of renewable energy has, of course, dominated today's discussions. So does Lord Heseltine believe it can single-handedly transform the regional economy? Apparently not.
Take Siemens, a wonderful opportunity for this area, could be a wonderful confidence builder. But what I do is to say, but is that enough? And of course it isn't enough. Because however successful, it will still only be a part of a solution.
What's needed, he said, was a sea change in education and skills training.
Are you saying then that you're concerned that that the investment is there, but investors might be put off by the fact that this is a low-skilled economy?
Well, they will be put off. If they cannot see the skills, they will be put off in favour of economies where skills are higher.
His overview is pulling no punches, and at the heart of it is a belief that decisions about this area need to be taken here, not in Whitehall.
You've been in meetings all day, as you say. What's the main thing you'll take away from all that time with people here in Hull?
It's a lot of work to do.
Can they do it?
Oh, they certainly can, and I believe want to.